welcome to another WHS Biology Podcast from Room 302. This is Mr. Lawrenson, and here we go.
Hi, it's Monday, October 10th, and I've got three major areas to discuss with you today. First, we're going to do record-keeping stuff. Next, we're going to do what's happening this week. And finally, we're going to talk about tomorrow's exam. Okay, record-keeping stuff. Make sure that you have all of your graded work in your notebook. And I'd like you guys to tell Blake and Dennis, fourth period, that I found two of their papers in fifth period's bin so they can get their papers taken care of. Next, I want you to check to make sure that all the information I posted online about your grades is accurate, because progress reports come out this week. So brace yourself, as you'll have a midterm grade for each one of your classes. And get your notebooks in shape for tomorrow's notebook check. It's not difficult, just takes time. Check the blue sheet that I gave you over for details. And then finally, about housekeeping stuff, get your calendars up to date, and I'll give you some more information about that a little bit later on. But I've planned all the way up to Halloween. Next, what's happening this week? Well, tomorrow, of course, is the Chapter 2 exam and notebook check. And when you're done with your exam tomorrow, we're going to begin Chapter 3 by working on the first section of the concept review and vocabulary, so read pages 49 to 53. On Wednesday this week, we'll stamp the CR and vocab, and then we'll discuss the pages 49 to 53. And I'll give you a Florida River Turtle worksheet. It's all about that little community, and we'll talk about that, and you'll work through that worksheet, which will be due at the beginning of class on Thursday. Thursday, we'll exchange and correct the Florida River Turtle worksheet. And then I'm going to discuss competition and Lab 3.2, and also about Venn diagrams, V-E-N-N. I hope you understand about Venn diagrams. They're comparing and contrasting, so we'll be using that. Friday, boom, there's no school. Then finally, I want to talk about tomorrow's exam. As I said to you in class, we're going to have 40 multiple guess questions. And you must know all of the chapter's vocabulary backwards and forwards. If you've got that figured out, you're not going to have any problem understanding what they're asking you for on the test. You're going to have little scenarios that you have to write or answer questions about. And these little scenarios are little stories. And with each one of the stories, there's graphs or there's charts that you'll use. Then you'll answer four or five questions on the exam. The first scenario is about vinegar eels. And you'll probably say, you know, does it matter what vinegar eels are? No, it doesn't matter at all. They're just a population of organisms. All you need to do then is just look at the graph and interpret what the population is doing based on the line in the graph, and then answer the questions. The next scenario is about little rodents called lemmings. Again, it doesn't really matter. It's just about a population of organisms. Read the questions carefully. The lemming scenario is not about graph reading or populations. This particular one is asking you questions about doing the scientific method. Next, there's four graphs with lines, very much like we talked about the other day in class. And then you're asked a series of questions about the graphs based on the shape of each line, and you're supposed to figure out what the lines are telling you about that particular population. That's it. I mean, there's 40 questions, but I think you're going to do just fine on it. And have faith in your abilities and what you learned. Remember that 99% of doing any task well is just showing up with a positive attitude. So do a good job tomorrow. Have fun. Enjoy it. It won't take you very long to do it all.